Oh, well, it's a big weekend for the world of the NBL. They've had a really good start. Of course, Illawarra at home to Melbourne United. That was last night. And then we've got Adelaide v the Kings. They seem to play each other every week.
It's their third game this year.
And then Illawarra are the outsiders against Perth. That game's on Sunday. Brad Rosen, go those Kings.
Good morning, boys. That's a good call, Adelaide playing the Kings every week.
What about this last night? This was massive.
Yeah, it was a great game. Illawarra coming off some a pretty much beating from the Sydney Kings and Andrew Bogut last week in Sydney. And then they've come out last night, beat Melbourne, the defending champs, mind you. And they got off to a really good start. I thought Rob Beveridge did a great job in changing his starting lineup. That really helped them because their starts have been, well, pretty much woeful. And they came out and won last night, beating the defending champs at their home. This is the same game that they, if you remember the first one, that went four overtime. So well done, the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, well done. They've got a tough game on Sunday, though, taking on the Perth Wildcats.
Yeah, I'll be down there calling that one. And look, I think now, being that they've beaten Melbourne, that this is just going to help them so much because now the pressure is off. When you play a double on the weekend, you're always, you know, happy to see what you, that at minimum you want to go 1-1. Well, now they've got a shot at the champs. And they play tonight, Perth, as well. So they've got to come over from the other side of the country and they'll be tired. And look, anything could happen. And with, if Illawarra play the way they played last night, they can beat Perth.
How have you rated the Kings this year, Brad? I mean, they've won three, lost three, consistency-wise, and is defence still the issue for them?
I think their defence is so much better. I mean, you look at Monday night, they did lose to Melbourne after coming off Illawarra win, and that it was a low-scoring game. And I, you know, always said that if they can keep their teams under 80, they've got enough firepower to win. Well, they did keep the team under 80, but unfortunately, they didn't have enough firepower. I think they've been okay. The one problem you've got here when you play the Sydney Kings is if they win, where, you know, everyone's like, hey, we're going to win the championship. And if you lose, oh my God, we've got to make changes. I think overall they've done a good job this year. 3-3 is a very healthy position to be in when they've had so many changes. So I'm quite comfortable with where they're heading.
I read somewhere, I think it might have been, is it Mark Worthington?
Yeah.
Said that they just didn't work hard enough off the ball in defence, he thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think you could put across that for every team. I don't disagree what Wurtho's saying there. I just think all in all, I think the Sydney Kings are a lot better than we're giving credit to. I think Andrew Bogut has been brilliant for them. I think Jerome Randall has had his, you know, his season. That's, you know, he's an MVP type player. I don't think he's played to his absolute best, but I think he's shown glimpses of it. So Kevin Lish is playing really well. I still get very wary of this team. Give them a couple of weeks. They're right at that stage now where they go up or down, and let's hope they go up for all the Kings fans.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that. We're seeing glimpses of their best, but, you know, glimpses not enough quite. What's your best for the weekend?
Yeah, well...
Oh, phone just dropped out. We might try and re-establish that. His best bet for the weekend is Perth to knock over the Brisbane Bullets. For Brad Rosen. And then the best roughie is New Zealand to beat Brisbane. Jeez, he's picking. It's going to be a tough week for the old Brisbane Bullets. Yeah. So Brad's best bet is for the Perth Wildcats to beat Brisbane. And then the best roughie, New Zealand, to actually beat Brisbane.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Brad about the article in today's paper. It's got City Kings guard Jerome Randall says Andrew Bogut's halftime walk-off during Monday's loss to Melbourne wasn't a good look for the team.
Yeah, he's like the Western Sydney Wanderers, Babel.
He doesn't
hide his emotions very well, Andrew Bogut. Yeah. Is that an issue for Team Harmony? That's what Laurie's wondering. Brad Rosen's back on the line. Brad, what do you make of that?
Yeah, sorry, boys. Oh, look, I see nothing of it. I just think Andrew Bogut is the most professional player that you can have. And he was probably frustrated. And I think if you talk to him, he'd be frustrated the way they were playing. I don't know if it's so much on Jerome Randall. Is it a good look? Oh, look, I mean, you know, you're talking for a guy that was 13 years in the NBA. He just wants professionalism and perfection every single time on the court. I think it's a positive.
Yeah, well, Terry was just comparing him to someone else then. But anyway, and that man was not you, Brad.
And that man was not you. Mate, just confirming your bets for us, you're picking a rough weekend for poor old Brisbane Bullets. Perth to beat them, that's your best bet. And then the Kiwis to beat Brisbane as well.
Yeah, I just think, look, Brisbane are a good team. They got two wins last week, but I just think they're up and down. And I just think this week it might be a bit back to reality, which we see all teams go through. So let's hope the punters get some good stuff this weekend.
Yeah, we do go to Brisbane, you know, too, Brett.
Yeah, that's right. No longer.
You're not calling any games up there, are you?
Hello to all those Brisbane Bullets fans, and no, I won't be going to Brisbane anytime soon, certainly not after this conversation.
Give us one, mate, to finish.
Yeah, you know, they'll be all right. Come on, mate, go those Kings.